This is the first of four shiurim on Hilchos Yom Tov, the unique laws of Yom Tov and how they are different than the laws of Shabbos. As an opening shiur, we're going to speak about the leniency of Ochel Nefesh, that I guess literally defined as, or loosely defined as, food-related malachos seem to be permitted, Ochel Nefesh. So what I want to explore during this first year is simply what is the source for this concept that Ochel Nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov, and then try to understand what is Ochel Nefesh from a Torah perspective, and go through the various shittos, the various perspectives, so that we can explain, we can understand the conceptual framework of what Ochel Nefesh actually is. So the Torah in Parshas Bo tells us that when Hashem is commanding Moshe about the upcoming holiday of Pesach, the Bnei Yisrael are about to be freed from Egypt. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe regarding the holiday of Pesach, Uvayom Harishon Mikra Kodesh, Uvayom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh, and the first day and the seventh day of this holiday of Pesach, it will be considered holy. Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Bahem, no work should be done. Ach asher yeachel lechol nefesh hu levado yaseh lechel. But what is permitted? That which is yeachel lechol nefesh, which is consumed by everyone. Seemingly, ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is permitted. Kol malacha, all malacha is to be avoided, except asher yeachel lechol nefesh, except for ochel nefesh. What's fascinating is that when the Torah describes what is for, in Parshas Emor, what type of work is forbidden on Yom Tov, the Torah doesn't say the same formulation. All malacha cannot be done on Yom Tov with the exception of Ochel Nefesh. For example, in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, when the Torah there describes what type of work is forbidden on Pesach, there the Torah states, Bayom Harishon Mikra Kodesh Yelochem, on the first day of Pesach, it's holy to you, Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu, what's forbidden? Malachas Avoda. Whereas in Parshas Bo, the formulation was, all work is forbidden with the exception of Ach Sher Yeachel Ochel Nefesh, with the exception of Ochel Nefesh. In Parshas Emor, the Torah describes that only Malachas Avoda you cannot do. So what is the relationship between this idea that everything is forbidden except for Ochel Nefesh, and only Malachas Avoda is forbidden? The Ramban in Parshas Emor, in Chaf Gimel Pasuk Zayin, explains that indeed these two formulations are related. Because initially in Parshas Bo, the Torah explains specifically what is forbidden. The Torah says, Kol malacha lo yaseh bahem, says the Ramban, Hutzrach lefaresh, ach asher yochel lechol nefesh hu levado yaseh lechem. The exception to the rule. All malacha, all work is forbidden, except for, quote unquote, ochel nefesh. And then the Ramban goes on and says, Uvishar kol yomim tovim. And when with respect to describing other yomim tovim, or when the Torah goes on to other times, when the Torah goes on to explain what type of malacha is forbidden on Yom Tov, yikatzer, the Torah will shorten the formulation. V'yomar kol malachas avoda lo sasu, will simply say, malachas avoda cannot be done. In other words, malachas avoda is what? Anything which is not ochel nefesh. In other words, the Torah first defines what is permitted on Yom Tov in Parshas Bo, with the longer version of kol malacha except for ach asher yochel ochel nefesh. And then in subsequent psukim describing the prohibition of malacha on Yom Tov, just shortens it and says this is called malachas avoda. So that's how at least the Ramban relates the prohibition of kol malacha, with the exception of ochel nefesh, in Parshas Bo, and other times with the prohibition of malachas avoda. So what is ochel nefesh? What is the legal definition of ochel nefesh? So there are different possibilities. Rashi in Be'a, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, seems to state, and when I say seems to state, because this is how the Yam Shel Shlomo, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Ran understand Rashi. Not everyone understands Rashi this way, but many Rishonim and Achorim understand Rashi in Be'a Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis Ein Tzadim Dagim, that Rashi explains the following, that even though Shechita, Afiyah, and Bishul are Avos Melachos, even though Shechting and baking and cooking are considered Avos Melachos and should be forbidden on Yom Tov, but they are permitted on Yom Tov. Why? Because Eif Shem Erev Yom Tov. You can't do it on Erev Yom Tov, because if you Shecht on Erev Yom Tov, we're concerned that the meat will spoil. If you cook before Yom Tov, we're concerned the food will spoil or won't taste as good. However, trapping, that malacha, even though that's theoretically for the purposes of food, that you can do before Yom Tov. You can lay your trap before Yom Tov, and you can take it the next day. You can take what the animal that is trapped, you know, the next day. You don't have to actually set up the trap on Yom Tov itself. So therefore, since it's Efshar Mibod Yom, you could do the malacha Mibod Yom, it is not subject to the exception of Ochel Nefesh. In other words, according to Rashi, as understood by many Rishonim and Achronim, like the Pnei Yeshua, Yam Shel Shlomo, and the Ran, the definition of Ochel Nefesh, which is allowed on Yom Tov from a Torah perspective, is not anything related to food. Rather, it's only those food preparation items that you could not do before Yom Tov. In those categories of malacha. That's one formulation, that's one approach. There is a Yerushalmi in Be'a which explains that the pasuk of Ach Asher Yechel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yeseh Lachem, This pasuk which provides the heter of ochel nefesh is immediately followed by the phrase ushmartem es hamatzos. And what the Yerushalmi writes, at least according to one opinion, the Yerushalmi is that meikar hadin, the mitzvah of shmura matzah, of guarding the matzah, is milisha ve'elach, from kneading the dough and on, you have to make sure that there's no water. There's no water that comes in contact with the, with the matzah, and starting from milisha ve'elach, you have to be concerned that from lisha and on, you have to be concerned that it doesn't turn into chametz. You have to watch it from milisha ve'elach, one of the later stages in food preparation. So too, The exception of ochel nefesh is only those food-related malachos mi lisha ve'elach, that are from the malach of lisha and onward. So lisha would be permitted, and cooking would be permitted, but earlier malachos in the food preparation stage, like planting and plowing and sifting and threshing and harvesting, those are earlier, they would not fall under the exception of ochel nefesh. So this is a second approach that limits ochel nefesh not to all food preparation malachos, but only those food preparation malachos that are milisha ve'elach. The Rishami has another opinion which says that, you know, the Torah could have simply stated that on the first day of Pesach and the second day of Pesach is Kodesh, and you can't do any malacha other than ochel nefesh. But the Torah adds words. The Torah says, ach hu levado. The Torah doesn't say that ochel nefesh is permitted only. The Torah also says, ach, which is a lashon of a miut, and hu levado are also words that are mi'utim, which tell you which the Torah is telling you that not all categories of Ochel Nefesh are permitted, but certain categories of Ochel Nefesh are not permitted. And the Yerushalmi says, we see from here that you can't do harvesting and you can't do sifting on Yom Tov. Why these specific malachos? So maybe there is a Mesorah, maybe. The Rashba has a fascinating formulation. And the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, Beis Moed, Shar Aleph, Siman Aleph, explains the following. That v'lo hutra ela malacha sheish bat tzorach ochel nefesh, that only malacha of ochel nefesh is permitted, and he cites the pasuk kol malacha lo yaseh bahem acha she yochel ochel nefesh hu levado yaseh lochel. But then the Rashba says v'lo kol malachas ochel nefesh hitir akasuv. The Torah didn't permit every malacha of ochel nefesh sheharei acha she hitir. That after it permitted, miate, it limited the heter. Shenemar, achu levado yaseh lochem. And he says, achu levado and lochem are all words of miut, of limiting the heter of ochel nefesh. And then the Rashba says, ulefichach yesh afilu malachos yesh bem tzorach ochel nefesh vasuros. And therefore there are even malachos that are tzorach ochel nefesh, and yet they are forbidden. Umasaron akasuv lachachamim. And the Torah gave the right to the Chachamim to determine what malachos fall under the category of Ochel Nefesh should be permitted on Yom Tov, and what malachos are excluded. And Vehem Amru, Shakotzer va Tolesh va Dash va Bower va Tocher va Merakid va Tzad va Chole va Megabed va Socher is a Paris Lahotzi Mehen Mashkin Aser. And the rabbi said that we believe that harvesting and detaching, let's say, vegetables from pulling out crops from the ground and threshing and selecting and grinding and sifting and trapping and milking and all these different and schita and squeezing the fruit to remove the liquids, they're all forbidden. Why did the Chachamim say that certain malachos fit into the heter of Ochel Nefesh and other malachos are excluded from Ochel Nefesh? Lefi shelo hitira Torah letakin biyom tov, ma shederech bnei Adam letakin mehen harbe liyom harbe. Because the rabbi said that the Torah only allowed us to do those malachos on Yom Tov that are not, that people typically don't prepare a lot for many days. They didn't want you to do those malachos that are typically done for in large quantities for many days. Why? Kedei shlo yitrach biyom tov letakin machmascho. Because we don't want you to burden yourself on Yom Tov to prepare for the chol, for the weekday. And he goes on to say that v'chein lo yitira Torah el tiku bidvarm shehem birshuso kafiyu bishol. That the Torah only permitted us to fix those things for food preparation that are in your reshus, on your domain, like baking and cooking. Lo lakor davar migidulo, not to uproot something from its source of growth. Vafilu tutim vavatichim shenifkomim miyobin lemachraso. And even berries and melons that you want to pick them fresh. Let's say you have berries in your backyard. You pick them, they're fresh if you pick them on that day. Why should you pick them the day before? And you can pick them and eat them. What's the problem with that? Lefi sherov haperus hanolkotim mishtam lizman meruba ve'ein bedin shetehen lekitos shezeh muteres v'shezeh asura. Because most crops that are plucked, that are detached, are generally watched and kept for a long period of time. So we didn't want to say that this category is permitted and this category is this type of detaching and harvesting is permitted and this type of detaching and harvesting is forbidden. We made a blanket category because based on the majority of instances. And he says, V'kol shekein seidas bali chayim, and certainly trapping live animals, she'ena b'rishusa, that are not in your domain, v'shu tzorech litroach v'latzud b'chorshim v'nimsa batar m'simchat shiotav, and you need to burn yourself, and so then you're going to become batel from Simchas Yom Tov. You're going to spend so much time working, you're not going to be engaged in Simchas Yom Tov. So we see from here that there are at least three approaches to understand the limitation of the heter of Ochel Nefesh. According to Rashi, according to some Mefarshim, that only Ochel Nefesh that you couldn't have done the day before is permitted, but those type of malachos that you could easily do the day before and perhaps it wouldn't ruin the taste of the food or wouldn't ruin the food are not included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. That's Rashi. Second is based on the Yerushalmi, only Milisha ve'elach, from Lisha and on, the latter stages of food preparation are permitted, are called Ochel Nefesh, but not the earlier stages. And the third possibility is that there are certain key words in this phrase of the Heter Ochel Nefesh, Ach Asher Levado Yaseh Lachem, or Ach Levado Hu Lachem, which are mi'utim, which limit the Heter, and the Rashba's formulation that Misarana Katsud Lachachamim, the rabbis determine that certain malachos that are food preparation are generally involve food preparation for many days. And therefore, according to each of these three approaches, the Ochel Nefesh is not anything that's food preparation, but it's limited. The Rambam takes a totally different approach. The Rambam believes that if it's Ochel Nefesh, if it involves any type of food preparation, min haTorah, it's permitted. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, Kol Malacha Shechayavim Aleha B'Shabbos Yimasa Osa B'Yom Tov Shlod Tzor Chachila Loke. The Rambam says that any Malacha that you do on Yom Tov, not for the purpose of eating, you get Malkos. That's an Isser Minat Torah. Chutz Min HaHotzah, except from HaHotzah and Havara, based on a principle called Mitoch, which we're not going to discuss now. But essentially, anything that's not letzorach achila is under the category of melacha savoda, and that is prohibited min haTorah yom tov. However, halacha hei kol melacha she'efshar la lasos be'erev yom tov. I'm sorry. And then the Rambam says, in again the end of halacha dalad, ushar melachos kol she'ish bo tzorach achila mutter, and other melachos that where there is that's a need for eating, that involves a need of eating, and there's food preparation, so that should be permitted. However, the Rambam writes in Halacha Hey, Kol Malacha She'ef Shelo La'asos Me'erev Yom Tov V'lo Yaba Hefsed V'lo Chisar Dimnasis Mi'Be'erev Asru Chachamim La'asos Osa B'Yom Tov. Any Malacha that you could have done an Erev Yom Tov and there wouldn't have been a loss, perhaps the loss of taste or a financial loss if it was done on Erev Yom Tov, Chazal forbade you to do it on Yom Tov. Afal pishi letzorach achila, even though it is letzorach achila for the needs of eating. V'lama asru davar zeh, why did they forbid this? Because it's a decree. Shema yaniach adam malacha she'efshel asas Erev Yom Tov liyom tov. Because If there's no difference between whether you do it on Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov, and you say, I'm going to wait till Yom Tov to do it, then you're going to wait until Yom Tov, and then Nimtza Yom Tov Kulo, Holech Basias Osa Malachos, you're going to spend your whole Yom Tov preparing this food, when you could have done it the day before, V'yimna Misimchas Yom Tov, and it's going to prevent you from Simchas Yom Tov. And the Rambam writes that what's an example of those malachos that are tzorech achila, but you could have done on Erev Yom Tov, so they're prohibited rabbinically. In Halacha Zayin, he says, "Ketzad in kotrim velo dashim velo zorim velo borim velo tochanim esachitim." Harvesting and threshing and selecting and grinding the wheat. says all of these efshar lasosa me'erev yom tov ein b'kach hefsev v'lo chitzard. There's no loss involved. There's no loss in taste. There's no financial loss involved. So the Rambam disagrees, and other Rishonim, but the Rambam disagrees from the other perspectives that I mentioned. In other words, there is a major machlokes. How do we view food preparation malachos that you could have done on Erev Yom Tov? According to the Rishalmi, and according to Rashi, these type of malachos would be aser min haTorah. Whereas according to the Rambam, this would only be aser midrabanan. Now, the truth is that the Ravid asks a very strong question on the Rambam. The Ravid says that, wait a second, if the Rambam says that it's only rabbinically forbidden to do food-related malachos if there would be a loss, if it was done on Erev, if there was a loss, it was done on Erev Yom Tov. I'm sorry, if it could not have been done on Erev, if the Rambam again holds that if you could have done an Erev Yom Tov and it wouldn't have caused the loss, then it's rabbinically forbidden. But if the food wouldn't have tasted as good, if you do an Erev Yom Tov, then you'd be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So ask the Ravid, let's say you have an apple tree in your backyard. Isn't fresh fruit better than fruit that's a day old? So the Ravid asks, according to the Rambam, why can't you, if you have a garden in your backyard, you want fresh vegetables. According to the Rambam, why can't you take an apple from the apple tree or pick some vegetables so you can do it on Yom Tov itself? When does the Rambam say it's usur to do food-related malachas on Yom Tov? When, if you would have done an Erev Yom Tov, it wouldn't taste as bad. There would be no difference if you do it on Erev Yom Tov or Yom Tov. But to pick fresh fruit, you want to do it on Yom Tov itself. So why, according to the Rambam, why does he say that kotzer? He says, Rambam says lachazayim. You're not allowed to kotzer. You're not allowed to harvest. Because, why? Because you could do it on Erev Yom Tov and there's no loss. That's not true. If you harvest many vegetables or fruit on Yom Tov, it's fresh. So why does the Rambam say it's aser? So the Magen Mishnah explains, so it's a good question, but the Magen Mishnah explains that really what the Rambam is talking about are general categories of balacha. In other words, the Rambam is not going on each, he didn't say, let's see each individual activity and let's say, is there a loss if you do it the previous day or not? What the Rambam is saying is that, min haTorah, according to the Torah, if it is food preparation, it's under the category of ochel nefesh and it's permitted from the Torah. However, the rabbis went through each ochel nefesh malacha, and each ochel nefesh malacha, and the rabbis decided that let's see what happens in most instances. In most instances, let's say bishul, when you cook, in most instances when you cook, it's better cooking what? On the day than the day before. You want freshly cooked food or freshly baked food. So therefore, baking and cooking is permitted midrabanan, because why? Because it's efshar mibol yom. You can't do it the day before and still have fresh food on that day. However, says the Bagid Mishnah, that Kevon she'ikar k'tziras hatavua tovim shel emesh k'shel hayom. Most instances of harvesting, you harvest grain and you gather the grain and you store the grain in a silo or whatever, and you keep it there for many days and it's still as fresh. Since most instances of k'tzira, of harvesting, there is no difference between the previous day and that day. Lo chashu lahatir chelek mizeh peros v'yerokos, afal pishyesh b'hem hefsed. The rabbis did not permit a portion of the categories of ktsira. So in other words, even according to the Rambam, when the rabbis were creating gzeros, and they said, what's efshar mibol yom and not efshar mibol yom, when is there a hefsed if it's done the previous day or not, the Chazal looked at the entire category and said the entire category of kotzer, in the majority of cases, there's no difference if you harvest the previous day or that day, and therefore we're going to call the malacha of kotzer to be a malacha that is rabbinically forbidden. So again, what we discussed today is the following. We discussed how the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, the heter of achasher yachel, the heter of ochel nefesh. We discussed how in Parshas Emor, when the Torah discussed the type of malacha that's forbidden on Yom Tov, it used the formulation of malachas avodah, and how the Ramban fuses these sources. That he says initially the Torah is describing all malacha is forbidden with the exception of ochel nefesh. And from that point on, the Torah calls this type of forbidden malacha on Yom Tov malachas avodah. Malachas avodah means all malacha except for ochel nefesh. And then we discuss a major machlokas on the heter of ochel nefesh min ha-Torah. Is the heter of ochel nefesh min ha-Torah limited only to the category of later stage malachos, maybe milisha ve'elach, maybe those malachos that for food preparation that need to be done, that are much better, that produce a much fresher product if done on that day as opposed to the day before. Maybe Masran HaTorah LaChachomim, according to the Rashba, that Ochel Nefesh is limited to only those types of activities, those types of food preparation activities that are not typically done in large quantities for many days. And then we discussed the Rambam's position, who held that Ochel Nefesh is a blanket heter min HaTorah, all food-related malachos are mutter min HaTorah, but those malachos, which for the most part are typically, they're typically no difference whether you do them the day before or not, the day before Yom Tov or not, the rabbis do not allow you to do them on Yom Tov itself. And I'll leave you with this, that it seems from this our discussion that there are again two or maybe three different categories. You have the categories of malacha that are completely permitted, and then you have the categories of malacha that are completely forbidden min ha-Torah, and then maybe the Rambam has sort of three different categories: permitted min ha-Torah, forbidden min ha-Torah, non-food related, and those that are food related, but there's no difference in taste if you do it the day before, and those are rabbinically forbidden. But the truth is, if you go through the halachas of Yom Tov, you find there's actually another category. That there are some types of malachos. Let's put it this way. Let me say this again. There are essentially three categories of malacha on Yom Tov. The first category involves those malachos that are done in small quantities for the needs of individual households. And these ochel nefesh malachos are typically permitted, such as cooking and burning and baking. The second category of ochel nefesh malachos are those malachos that are typically done in large quantities for commercial purposes, and those malachos are forbidden, according to the Yerushalmi, according to Rashi. They're forbidden min ha-Torah. According to the Rambam, it's forbidden midrabanan. Examples include harvesting, threshing, and trapping. And then there's a third category, and that is those. There are some malachos that are done sometimes in large quantities for commercial purposes, and sometimes done in small quantities for needs of individual households. And these malachos actually are permitted if they're done in small quantities for the needs of individual households, such as grinding and sorting. This third category we're going to have to discuss in a future shiur, where they fall in between the broad two categories that I discussed. Thank you.